How to make marketing an important part of the graduation season. That is today's topic on the School Marketing Broadcast, our monthly broadcast. My name is Donnie Vaughn. I'm going to be taking over today's broadcast. My brother Randy is tied up with another project today. So he and I discussed this a little bit and kind of came up with the idea what we're going to talk about. And then I get to be the one to deliver it. So here we go. So we are in the month of May during this particular broadcast. Some schools have already graduated and others might be graduating soon. So you can take this information and use it now. You can use it next year. You can use it over in the next coming months, as we'll talk about in a little bit. So let me kind of go into what we're talking about, how to make marketing a part of the graduation season. So there's different things to consider here. We're going to talk about the social media aspect of the graduation season. We're going to talk about the actual graduation event, and then how to handle things during the summer after graduation. So we're going to cover those real quickly in our allotted time. So let's get into that. So let's talk about the social media aspect of it. As you know and probably struggle with, is most people always wonder how, you know, what do I post on social media? One of our other broadcasts was how often should you post on Instagram and Facebook? And so sometimes we wonder of how much we should post, but then also we ask the question of what should we post? Well, May is a tremendous opportunity to post some things on our social media channels related to graduation. So let's get into that. Depending on how many graduates you have at your school, one of the things that you can do is basically tell stories about your upcoming graduates. Let's say you have 25 graduating seniors. Maybe you have 30. Maybe you have 10. It doesn't matter. Figure out and get a calendar together and say, let's start focusing and kind of setting up a profile each day, each week, depending on how many graduates you have leading up to the actual graduation event. Okay, so you can use your graphic design ability at your school, whoever has that, get senior pictures, get whether they're in their cap and gowns or whether they're in their senior photos for the yearbook or whatever it might be. And then you have an image that you can again post on Facebook or Instagram that has the senior's picture, and then it has their name. It has maybe what they're going to be doing after college. After high school. Maybe that's going to college. Maybe that's going into the military. Maybe that's going into a job, a profession that they have a passion for. Maybe they're wanting to start their own photography business, and they've been doing that during their high school career. And so rather than go the college route, they're going to go directly into working. It doesn't matter. Whatever their future is, focus on that a little bit. For many of them, it's going to be what college are they going to go to. So you have the logo of the college they're going to, maybe what they're going to major in, whatever it might be. But then focus a little bit more on maybe some of the details. What was their favorite memory of attending the school there? Whether they attended all 12 years or maybe two, or maybe just that last senior year they attended school there. Maybe some answers about who their favorite teacher was, what their favorite meal at the cafeteria was, what their least favorite meal at the cafeteria might be. Funny things like that. Maybe their favorite, things that they did with the graduating class, favorite memory, etc., what it might be. Get those. You have to start early. Those might even start in January, February as you're pulling all that together. Get the seniors together for a meeting, explain them what you want to do, and then get those profile questionnaires out there so you have time to get those back. And of course, you got to find the time to get the photos done and get those back and all the graphic stuff. So you have to do a little preparation, but I think that's something that could be done. So that's something you could do on Facebook. The other thing you can do is create a hashtag. That's a popular thing to do on Facebook and Instagram, is create a hashtag for that particular graduation year. And make sure that is on all of your social media stuff, as well as any printed material that you might have as well. I would also say maybe, and I know you can do Instagram live events, Facebook live events, you might actually consider doing some kind of, if you have a senior day at your school, maybe making that a Facebook live event for those family members who are not able to attend. Maybe they're coming for the graduation event, but they can't come 2 weeks before when you have your chapel focused on seniors that day. So put it on Facebook Live and make that available to everybody as well. There are some other things on social media that you can do beyond just Facebook and Instagram. One idea that we came across and talked about was have your seniors in that profile, that questionnaire they fill out. Maybe they submit in their favorite family recipe. Maybe their dad makes great ribs and he cooks them a special way. Well, have dad write out what that recipe is. And, you know, John says, my favorite thing is my dad's making ribs and here's how he does it. Or maybe it's Susan says, my favorite thing is the carrot cake my aunt makes and here's the recipe. Something along those lines. And it just adds a little personal touch to it. But then what you could do is take those, put those in Pinterest and have some boards on Pinterest where you could focus on the favorite recipes. And I'll come back to that here in a minute. What you could do with that. Obviously you could post it on Facebook when you're posting a profile on Susan. Here's her Facebook post for the day, and there's different things, but you could have links over to those recipes for other people to look at. Those are some things that you would certainly take from a social media standpoint. The other thing I'll talk about it. Let's move on to the actual graduation event. Now, you may be having your graduation event at your school. You may have it at a local venue, a hotel, or a convention center, church. It could be a variety of different things depending on what your school does. But one of the things that you could do, and remember that you at this graduation commencement event, you have hundreds of people. Maybe, I don't know if you'd have 1,000, but maybe you'd have hundreds of people coming to your event to celebrate basically not only the graduates, but also your school. In a broader sense, that's what they're celebrating. And so we want to use this opportunity to take advantage of this. This is a very emotional time. It's a very happy emotional time for the most part. You're going to have smiles, applause, happy tears, laughter going on. So take advantage of that. Show some fun videos. Get the seniors to do maybe a skit video of some kind. Take advantage of that. It creates a positive environment. So find ways to do that at the actual graduation event. Now, one little small thing that you can do that is great for marketing, but let's say, for instance, you have a church that is hosting your commencement, but maybe the church is not familiar with your particular school. And so one of the things that you could do is get some flyers or signs or whatever you might want to do. Probably some flyers would be good. And just maybe a week before the commencement, go around, get some volunteers, maybe get the seniors who are frankly not too interested in doing school stuff at that point. Maybe they finished all their finals and they've got some time. Have them go around the neighborhood, around the church. And that flyer simply says, look, here's the deal. We are going to be having this event and we don't want to frustrate you. We promise not to park in your driveway. But do understand that we're having this event and there will be a lot of cars here. So we just let you know that. We want you to be aware of what's going on. And we want to, we want to celebrate our seniors. And so we want to be good citizens and in the community. So just be aware of what's going on. And maybe that would be a little bit upfront that you could do to kind of make that a good positive environment there. Okay, so that's one thing that you could do. Let's also talk about the program. Now, the program traditionally at commencement graduation events by any school, whether it's a public school or a private school, they're going to be fairly formal. And they may focus just on a list of names and the valedictorian, the salutatorian, whatever it might be. But one of the things you could do is turn that program in more into a marketing tool. And keep in mind that your program may last an hour. It may last an hour and a half. There are a lot of people you kind of got a captive audience, and if you're handing out these programs, use this chance as a marketing tool. So one of the things you can do, number one, list all your social media accounts. Make sure that's clearly listed on there so people know. They might want to pull up their phone and take a look at that. You can use QR codes in there. I think we've talked about this either another broadcast or maybe somewhere on a blog post, something like that. The idea of a virtual tour and utilizing QR codes to promote that. So let's say you give out a tour of your school, maybe have a tour night where people come and they go around and tour. But sometimes maybe the coach is not there to showcase the baseball facility. Or maybe the fine arts director is not able to be there. So you can film those in advance and then tie them to a QR code, to a link on maybe a blog on your website, so that you can have little QR codes in your program that says, want to see the football facility. And then nowadays with most smartphones, the camera built into the is more of a QR reader. It's also a QR reader as well as taking pictures. They're going to have their phone there. You know they will. And all they have to do is take their camera app, open it up, and hover it over your QR code. And it takes them directly to a link to your site. Whereas maybe as they're sitting there, they're watching the athletic director talk about the athletic program. Or again, the fine arts program, whatever it might be. So you have opportunities to do that. Utilize QR codes to do that and to tell your story. Maybe it's a special video that you've got on your YouTube channel or your Vimeo channel from your head of school that says, I want to welcome you to our graduation, and there's so much more that I could talk about here on this video than I can. So while you wait and get here a few minutes early, watch this video from the head of school talk about why this school is so great. And so those are some things that you can do on that. There are just so many opportunities that you have to utilize the program in more than just statistics. While those are helpful, that might also focus on some things about here's how many graduates we have go on to get their master's or their doctorate. But maybe it's some profiles of some of what's going on at the school, your favorite teachers, things of that nature. But utilize that program as a marketing tool, because remember, you maybe think, well, who's going to read that? Well, there might be other family members, other cousins in attendance that don't go to your school that are looking to go to your school. So that's something to think about, is who is the audience coming to see that? Or maybe it's a friend coming to watch somebody graduate. The friend goes to a public school. They see that and they see how personal it gets. That can be a real exciting way to utilize your program as a marketing tool. Okay, so gosh, we've covered so many things and there's a lot more to cover, but I want to focus the last piece on the what to do afterwards. Afterwards, again, or if you're listening to this, like, man, I should have thought about all this, but we already had graduation. What can you do there in the summer to promote the profiles of the seniors and what school they're going to? So don't hesitate to do it in June and July and even early August as seniors get ready to go off to college, that you took that opportunity to focus the seniors during the summer. And people say, well, nobody's paying attention in the summer. I would argue that a lot of people are paying more attention to social media during the summer, especially people who have been teaching or kids in school. They are off, and so they have their social media in front of them all day long, as opposed to maybe only in certain parts of the day. The last thing I want to talk about, and that is the kindergarten graduation. We've heard about this for years, but maybe think about changing the verbiage. Maybe don't call it kindergarten graduation, because what does that imply? That implies that they are done, that they are moving on. We certainly don't want to send the message that come to our preschool and at graduation, at kindergarten, you're going to graduate and then you're done. We don't want that. Talk about it as a celebration or a promotion that gives just kind of a vernacular change, but hopefully that'll be something that'll basically showcase that we're not ending things right here. So that's quick, a lot of information, but hopefully that's a little bit of how to make marketing an important part of the graduation season.